Team Soccer's number one, 91.3 FM.
Attention, attention to all farmers, traders, government and non-government institutions. Buffalo Bicycle Zambia Limited has come once again with a mega harvest promotion. We have reduced prices on selected Buffalo Bicycle spare parts, double chain bicycles, charger mountain bicycles and the single speed bicycles by 5%. Visit any of our Buffalo Bicycle shops in Lusaka, Chongwe, Chitamba or any other Buffalo Bicycle shop countrywide. Get yourself bicycle spares and any of our mentioned bicycle models at a reduced price. This promotion runs up to the end of October 2025. Terms and conditions apply. For further details, contact Buffalo Bicycle Marketing Team on 0761 104200 or 0761 104201 or 0761 104221. Buffalo Bicycles, built for big loads on tough roads in Africa.
The National Pension Scheme Authority has introduced a new system called iCare. iCare is a powerful system designed to give both employers and employees faster, smarter and more secure access to pension services online. With iCare, employers can now submit returns and remit contributions, while members can check their statements, update their details and interact with NAPSA anytime, anywhere. iCare, transformation in service delivery, built for efficiency, accuracy and customer satisfaction. iCare, powered by NAPSA, built for you. Visit www.napsa.co.zm or call our toll-free line 677 for more details. NAPSA, be smart, secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
The headlines. USA orders immediate withdrawal of its citizens from Kitwe and surrounding areas. SACO disappointed over Zambia's reliance on a South African court in Lungu burial dispute. In international news, Malawi and Zambia tourists among first to face $15,000 US visa bonds. And in sports, Zesco United target Kenyan goalkeeper Opio. With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Southern African Center for the Construction Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, has expressed disappointment over government's decision to allow a foreign court to adjudicate a matter it believes could have been resolved internally. Speaking this morning on The Voice of the People, SACOD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda said the ongoing legal proceedings in South Africa concerning the burial of late 6th President Edgar Lungu are unfortunate and unnecessary. Mr. Muyunda emphasized that the dispute should have been handled amicably within Zambia, citing traditional leaders, eminent individuals and family mediation as more appropriate avenues for conflict resolution. SACOD has since called on both the government and the family of the late former president to accept the final judgment of the South African court and work towards unity. The organization cautioned against further disputes, stressing the importance of national cohesion and respect for the late leader's legacy.
So these properties, that is the state who are the head of the country and the family, should have sat in a way that they avoid maybe the media from issuing statements that can be injurious to other parties. Then maybe would have found a way of resolving it, as well as maybe involving traditional leaders, involving elders. We have elders in this country. It's not that since we have lost former presidents that we do not have elders. Yes, we have elders. Elders who can manage this situation, and they are seated there and watching because they have not been involved. So this for me now, the level we've reached that it has gone to court is very unfortunate, but that is the only way. When you have an issue that you have failed to resolve as a country, that is the only way.
The U.S. government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all U.S. government personnel from Kitwe and surrounding areas affected by the Sino Meadows mine tailings dam spill. According to a statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Zambia, newly available information reveals the extent of hazardous and carcinogenic substances including arsenic, cyanide, uranium and other heavy metals, as well as the immediate and long-term health threat that exposure to these contaminants pose as long as they remain in the environment. The embassy states that beyond contaminated water and soil, contaminants from the spilled mine tailings may also become airborne, posing a health threat if inhaled. As a result, U.S. personnel have been removed from Chambishi town or areas along the Chambishi stream and Mwambashi River to the Mwambashi Kapua confluence point and Kitwe town, and U.S. personnel are ordered to avoid any travel to Kitwe town that renders them dependent on drinking or eating food cooked with municipally available water. The U.S. Embassy advises U.S. citizens in the vicinity of the Sino Metals leach mine in Chambishi and downstream areas to Kitwe to take precautions against exposure to and consumption of heavy metal contaminated water or foods cooked with it. Zambia's public debt to gross domestic product GDP ratio is projected to decline to estimated 91.1% by the end of this year, marking the first time in over 7 years that the ratio falls below the 100% threshold. According to the latest IMF country report released yesterday, 5th August 2025, the ratio is further projected to continue its downward trajectory and expected to reach 69.4% by 2027. Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumekom Sokotwane, Member of Parliament, has welcomed the report, reaffirming government's commitment to Zambia's ongoing economic reform program. In addition, the minister states that a declining debt-to-GDP ratio is a critical indicator of a macroeconomic stability, adding that it suggests that the country's economy is growing faster than its debt obligations, thereby reducing the risk of debt distress. An economic analyst has also welcomed the projected decline in Zambia's public debt-to-GDP ratio. However, Kelvin Chisanga says while the macroeconomic numbers are improving, high unemployment, rising inflation and a persistent cost of living crisis continues to affect households across the country.
What we are basically looking forward is to now create sustained inflation and pressure and make sure that we work on the unemployment that is taking place from there, meaning the wet early that is working on the cost of living. It's an important aspect that we are also trying to see how best that can work out from there. Of course, the reduction in the debt level or ratio, it's a sentimental factor that will be able to boost investors' confidence and the credit worthiness, which will, of course, in the case, it may be able to have that contradiction of literal performance on the household welfare.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern over alleged irregularities in the procurement process for biometric voter registration, BVR equipment and software for the 2026 general elections. In a statement, TIZ revealed findings from an investigative report published in the MAST, raising alarm over the inclusion of two companies, Mirror Systems, which has a controversial global track record, and Starlab, about which little is publicly known, in the final stages of the tender process. The organization says the two firms advanced under questionable circumstances, while stronger contenders were excluded. TIZ further alleges that a company previously disqualified for failing to submit audited financial statements had its appeal upheld by the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, allowing it back into the process. TIZ warns that the alleged irregularities risk undermining the credibility of the 2026 elections and could erode public trust in the entire electoral process, and has called for the immediate suspension of the current due diligence process and an urgent independent review. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has urged law enforcement agencies, including the Anti-Corruption Commission, to investigate the matter, stressing that the voter registration process is the cornerstone of electoral integrity and any manipulation must be addressed to preserve public confidence in Zambia's democracy.
As a consequence, these revelations could potentially cast a very long and dark shadow.